7-4-6-er. Seven, four, six, or 439, or Roger, got a copy?
7-4-6-er.
Well, good morning, Roger. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm changing my whole shop around, and I'm doing great on this Christmas Eve. I feel good. Everything's good, man. How about yourself? You all right?
I'm okay. It rained pretty hard here last night. I can't see my rain gauge yet, but we got quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, it dumped here all night. I mean, off and on, but when it did, it came down hard. So I bet you we got a good inch and a half last night. They're calling for almost 2.5 to 3 inches of rain by tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going up there for lunch with you guys.
That'd be nice, Roger. Why not? You know, get out of the house, take that new truck for a ride, come see the boys. I think that'd be a good gesture.
If I do that, I might put my Yaesu in the truck there, and maybe we could test it while I'm going up there on MERS.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. Just give me a landline when you're on the road, and I'll get in on, my MERS radio, the 200, and we'll do that.
Okay, what are you guys doing for tomorrow?
Nothing really, Roger. It's probably the same thing we're doing today. You know, it's a kids thing, you know, and all my kids, we sent them presents and all that, but wish we were with them, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to stick around the house and just do nothing.
You're going to put that rotor up.
Yeah, I stopped by Grange over there and picked up the right wire, and I already wired it and everything in the house and tested it, and all I have to do is slide it on and put the other antenna up, and I think I'd probably do it in a half hour, you know? I don't think it'd be too hard, so if I... We'll get a window in between the rain, I think.
Yeah, I kind of lucked out. My neighbor invited me over for dinner tonight. Then I'm going to Bob's house for dinner tomorrow night, and I got no dishes.
Good for you, Roger. That's the way you got to work it. That's nice. So yesterday, I don't know if I told you, but I was coming home, I figured I'd stop and get some shoes because the ones I had weren't that good. The doctor told me which ones to pick up, so I went over to the sports shop. But on the way, I seen this 64 Galaxy Black going down the road. So he was actually behind me. So I pulled over, and then I followed him.
Did you make him an offer?
I did. Actually, I want to look at it some more. He's a truck driver, and it's got a 390 in it, headers, intake. Used to have a stick in it. Now it's an automatic C6, rebuilt motor. It's not in bad shape. The interior's a little rough. I want to check the rust on it. He said he had to put a new gas tank in it because it's all rusted out, but not a bad car. I think I might pull the trigger on it. I told him, give me a week, or I can get some stuff done through the holidays and stuff, and he's a truck driver for Union, for moving houses and stuff like that.
Did it have a for sale sign on it?
No, it didn't, but he traded it to another guy that has a 63 Pontiac bubble top, and he's going to pay him $6,000 in that car for his car that he's getting from him, and the guy's got to put the motor in and do some odds and ends and stuff. But he called me back and said, hey, Dave, this guy just wants to flip this car. He's looking to make some money. But I told him, I said, you know, my offer sticks, and that's where I'm staying. So He says, well, let's check out the car. And he says, I'm still driving it. That was our deal. He let me drive it until the other car was done. But I don't think I could buy another one like this one. And I don't have to have it shipped. And it's not a bad car.
So it's mechanically okay. You just got to work on the body and the interior.
Body's straight. Not bad at all for black. It's in good shape. I'll send you a couple pictures of it. So just thought I'd mention that to you. But it's a pretty cool car, and it's what I'm looking for. The price is right, so let's see how it goes. I'm not going to bank on it. I'm not going to get all jacked about it. If it happens, it happens.
Well, good. It'll give you something to do after you get that Camaro out of there.
Most definitely. So right now I'm tearing my whole shop apart, reorganizing it and all that stuff, and just get it where I can drive the Hummer straight through the garage. This way I got, because I got two garage doors and one's all plugged up with all my crap, so I'm going to make it where I can start driving. Actually, I drove it yesterday into town, and I said, you know, why am I getting rid of this thing? It's an excellent, cool vehicle. You went for a ride in it, didn't you?
Negative.
All right, well, I'm driving it now, so next time I'm in town, I'll just we'll go for a little putt somewhere.
Sounds good.
All right, Roger, I'll let you go. I'm going to go see if the little woman's out of bed yet. She let her sleep in this morning. So I'll catch you later on, and give me a shout on the landline or give me a shout here. I'll see if I hear you. I got the radio cranked up, and we'll see how MERS works. So we'll catch you later on, man. WRMS 439er.
WRKJ 746.